Our first guest this morning is Dr. Mira Sinha, a family practitioner with Packard Health. Dr. Sinha, we are really happy to have you with us today. Welcome.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Sheila. I'm happy to be here.
Dr. Sinha, can you give us an overview of Packard Health?
Packard Health is a nonprofit family practice. We have a mission to provide a very high quality of primary health care to both well-insured and uninsured patients in the area.
And at Packard Health, how many doctors are on staff?
We have 5 full-time doctors and 1 nurse practitioner.
And Dr. Sinha, as a family practitioner, I'm guessing you see the full spectrum of patients?
Yeah, family physicians see from birth to death. And our practice is no exception. We see a wide range of patients, both in the pediatric, adult, and geriatric populations.
We wanted to focus on exercise this morning, and we all know everyone should exercise. We hear that all the time. What's your perspective on why it's important?
Alan, exercise is essential to good health, and it's essential no matter what age. We have a focus on it in my own practice because it links with so many other chronic conditions.
For example, what specifically does it help with?
Regular exercise and physical fitness can improve diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, high cholesterol, and arthritis, as well as depression.
That is a huge list. So it's just great reasons why we should all be keeping active. Our guest is Dr. Mira Sinha with Packard Health, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Are the benefits of exercise applicable to all ages, including seniors?
Absolutely, Sheila. Particularly in the senior population, regular physical activity has been shown to decrease all forms of death. It also helps prevent the onset of dementia.
And when you say forms of activity, give us some examples.
Even just regular activities of daily living, housework, yard work, walking, spending time with friends, in addition to sports, tennis, golf, going to the gym, these are all things that would benefit an elderly individual.
So just normal everyday activities, walking down, getting your mail, that kind of counts as exercise.
Absolutely. Your body was made to move and be used. And what we find is that people get older, it's essential to maintain good health. If you haven't been moving for a while, doing simple activities like going to get your mail and doing your own housework are a good place to start.
Dr. Sinha, the science behind these benefits, how does exercise help us? How does it work?
Alan, there are many ways in which exercise helps your body. Regular physical activity will improve heart function, increase the strength of the heart itself. Any weight-bearing exercise will actually improve bone density. Alan, it's actually very interesting. We found that regular weight-bearing physical activity along with adequate calcium and vitamin D is safer and as effective as many osteoporosis medications.
And Dr. Sinha, let's say I've basically been inactive my whole life. Now I'm 70 years old. Can exercise help me?
Absolutely, Sheila. If you've been fairly inactive, depending on what your other health conditions are, a trip to your primary care doctor is probably the safest place to start. A thorough evaluation is probably the first step, and then your doctor will probably recommend low-level activity with incremental increase depending on how your body feels.
What do you believe are the main reasons that people don't exercise?
Maybe sometimes calling it exercise is one of the barriers. I think that to start with the idea of it being physical activity, something that our bodies need just as well as water, food, and sleep, is one of the barriers. Another is the conveniences that we do have, cars, laundry, machines, and dishwashers. Nobody's going to take those away from me, but I think that changing our mindset and not taking physical activity for granted is probably a way to overcome those barriers.
You know, that makes a lot of sense to me. I think the word exercise can have very negative connotations. It sounds like work. You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Dr. Mira Sinha, a family practitioner with Packard Health. Why do you think people are unwilling to challenge themselves?
Well, Alan, a lot of times getting up and moving doesn't always feel good. A lot of times people will state that they're too busy or too tired, or they might be afraid about other medical issues that could prevent safe physical activity. I really encourage those people, again, to start slow. Maybe start with things that are enjoyable. Take advantage of the beautiful weather that we have outside. And living in Michigan, start to look forward to winter and think of creative ways to continue to move.
And look forward to winter. I like that part.
You talked a little bit before, a couple questions back, about talking with your physician. Should someone always talk to their doctor first before starting an exercise program?
Well, Sheila, again, I think that starting to move is something that we can all do safely. If you're thinking about doing something that's more strenuous or out of your current comfort level, then yes. If you have a lot of chronic medical conditions that might make exercise unsafe, such as high blood pressure, heart disease, or some orthopedic conditions, then of course we can help you plan something so that you can succeed with your new physical goals. Another thing that we can do is refer patients to physical therapists. A lot of times physical therapists can help patients improve their core strengthening and work on specific areas that might be weak and prevent safe or fun exercise.
Dr. Sinha, do you recommend to your patients that they join a gym or a fitness group?
I think that if those activities are appealing to a patient and accessible, then absolutely. Again, my first step is discussing the mindset about physical activity. But absolutely, a gym can be a social place. Group sports can have a lot of social benefits, which carry a whole other benefit, which we could spend another episode discussing the health benefits of social interaction.
Our guest is Dr. Mira Sinha with Packard Health, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Dr. Sinha, for older folks, we know that a lot of them are worried about falling. I think an exercise program might increase the risk of falling.
Actually, physical strength, improved posture, and core strength will significantly decrease the risk of falling. So in fact, we find that a lot of our elderly patients are at such risk because they're weak, because they're not used to moving. So it's actually the opposite.
Dr. Sinha, you talked earlier about succeeding. How does someone develop a plan to make sure that they do succeed?
Well, Sheila, that's a good question. I think that once our listeners decide that physical activity is something that should be a part of their life, the first thing is think of what do they like to do, what can they currently do, and maybe who they can do it with. Having an exercise partner can be very helpful. Mixing physical activity with a hobby can also be very helpful. And mixing physical activity with a sport or a social event can also be very helpful. A lot of seniors in my own practice love to dance. For example, garden and golf. And those are things that are accessible and social. But the very simplest thing probably just is to walk more, to take a view of your neighborhood. Things that are low impact are really going to improve your chances of success. Once you find that there are things that you can do and enjoy, you'll start to do more. When I started my own exercise program, I started by walking with my dog. And my dog, being a puppy, would drag me. That morphed into running.
Was it a big puppy?
She seems smaller now, but at the time, with her youth, she seemed to be a lot bigger. Now, running for seniors might be something difficult. I use that as an example because I started with what I felt comfortable with. And as I improved in strength and I was having more fun, that's when the running became a part of it. I also can tell you about a patient of mine who, after retiring, decided to take it easy. And she gave up a lot of her gardening and her other chores because she'd had four children, was now retired, and was ready to just sit back. Unfortunately, that resulted in a bad fall and a broken ankle. Through the process of sending her to physical therapy, she rediscovered her joy in movement and also the importance of regular physical activity. And I think that the story of this patient of mine is not unusual, both taking for granted, just sitting back and not realizing the impact it can have on your body.
And how about when you're starting out? How about, are there some key things that you should avoid?
Absolutely, Alan. Don't go over your head. Increase intensity as it feels right. A 95-degree day with humidity, not a good idea.
Take it easy. Yeah, and you talk about the increased intensity. I think that goes right along with your saying. You started walking and then kind of naturally progressed to running. That makes a lot of sense to me. Does Packard Health sponsor any specific exercise programs?
We live out our mission to provide a high quality of care, and to us that includes encouraging regular physical activity. We sponsor a group called Packard Pacers, which is a group that meets weekly from late spring to the end of the summer. We walk at County Farm Park as a group, and this year we're happy to have some online interaction, feedback for our patients. They carry pedometers throughout the week, and our nutritionist is in contact with them about their progress. In addition, at every Packard Pacers meeting, there is either a provider or clinical staff member present. My son regularly comes with us. The dog, no longer. Too much poison ivy.
Oh, too much poison ivies. Are dogs welcome at Packard Pacers?
Dogs are absolutely welcome at Packard Pacers, but just be careful. They like to wander over to the sides, and that's where all the poison ivy is. All I had to learn that the hard way.
All right.
Did you end up with poison ivy?
Many, many times.
Okay.
Dr. Sinha, how can listeners get in touch with you or with Packard Health?
Listeners can get in touch with me by calling our main number, 971-1073. We also have a website, www.packardhealth.org. There's an information button that can be pressed, and messages can be sent to me there. We are accepting pretty much all insurances, and that includes Medicare and Medicare HMOs.
Dr. Sinha, thanks for joining us this morning. You've made a strong case for all of us to get more active. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Sheila.